Morning, this week's daf was daf memches. It's past week, it's daf memches. In Mesechet Seirim. We're going to learn this first piece of Gemara, which starts at the bottom of Mzainim and Beis. The Gemara, the very bottom of Mzainim and Beis, starts Tanya Pchia. Cherim Sheben Tchumei Shabbos. Tzoch mechitzah shabazal lehafsika. Reb Chiya said over that a cherim. Rashi explains, question the Mishnah exactly what the exact translation of cherim is, but the idea of this memra over here is the same. Rashi says, let's see, the Rashi, Cherem, Rashi says, Mitzudas Dogim. Some kind of netting that catches fish. Umafsik b'mayim b'mbeis t'chumin shal beis ayoros. Rashi explains, the case that we're talking about is that we have two cities, and each city has its t'chum. And we have this pool of water over here, whatever this is, it's water, and it's going between the both Tchumei Shabbos, so it's part of it is in one Tchum, part of another Tchum, and you have this netting over here, Rashi, and the Rashi says it's Geder Shel Konim, some kind of fence of reeds that's built in between. So again, Rashi says cherem means mitzudas dogim umafsik b'mayim. There's a separate, creating some kind of separation in the water. Ben beis tchumin shol beis ayoros. The two tchumin shabbos of two cities. And Rashi brings other psukim which have the same word. The chaveris mitzudim b'charomim k'sivakim yizbach lecharmoy. Rashi says what that means is a gedesh shel konim. It's a fence made out of reeds in the water. The Gemara says, Tzorach mechitza shabazel lahafsikai. There's a problem over here that when drawing water, even from their side of the tchum, being that the water comes back and forth, so there's a problem that there's water that was kind of shvisa in the other tchum, which made its way over here, and that's the problem, the sugya over here, that there's going to be a problem bringing that, if you drew water, so that water had come through, and you have in your bucket, you have water from outside of the tchum. And that Gemara says that you need a mechitzah shel bazel lahafsikai, you need a solid wall to make sure that no water from the other tchum should come in here. So when you're drawing, you know that you're drawing only water which was kind of shvisa in your tchum. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains, Tzorach lasis mechitzah shel bazel, shleyavru mayim shel tchum zeh letchoich tchum zeh. That what's necessary over here, in order to be matir to draw water even from your side, you need a mechitza shel bazel, you need a solid wall that will prevent the water from coming through. Shleyavru mayim shel tchum zeh letoich tchum zeh. Tochol ma shebesoich tchum ha'ir ein koine shvisa b'mkoimai. Now Rashi explains the Gemara a specific way right over here. Rashi says, Tochol ma shebesoich tchum ha'ir ein koine shvisa b'mkoimai. Anything which is in with the tchum, the 2,000 amos of the city itself, ain't koine shvisa b'mkoimai. You know, as we might have thought that as you have this pool of water, it's at the end of the tchum. So, you know, this is where it is. It's koine shvisa over here, so it has 2,000 amos around it. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says that anything which is found within the tchum of the city is gorer. Bosa ha'ir gorer. that the din its tchum is not actually counted from where it is, but anything which is in the tchum of the city is borrowed, it's dragged, it's bottled towards the city itself, and it takes on the tchum of the city itself. So you can't you can't necessarily take it 2,000 times from where itself, where this water was, ben hashemoshes. That's the Rashi saying. The whole Rashi b'sulichat tchum here ain't koinish fisa bim koimoi. It's not anything which is within the tchum of the city. It's not koinish fisa in its own place. Lias limim koimoi al paim amuchol ruach, that you'll measure to 2,000 times from where itself, where that thing it was. Elaposa ha'ir gor, that its tchum is nimshach. It's dragged. It's bottle to the ear itself, and we're going to measure from the general tchum of the city itself. So now, if it's at the end of the tchum, this is the city is, you know, whatever, someplace over here, and this is at the end of the 2,000 amas of the city itself. So we view this water as being at the seifa tchum, since the din of the water has the din of the tchum of the city itself. So even though this water was here ben hashmoshes, but since that the water doesn't have its own tchum, but it has the tchum of the city, so therefore we view right now it's at the end of the tchum. V'hu b'seif ha'tchum en yochol ozuz misham lochutz. It can't be taken out any further, because this is at the end of the tchum. V'ein b'nei tchum zeh yochol l'malas mitoich tchum atzmei. Therefore like this, this is a problem, that even people of this city, right, the tchum goes till here, and they want to draw water, which this water is within their tchum. They can't. What's the problem? They mipnei yiriv mayim shel tchum acher, because of the water which is over here. Now Rashi is making the point, apparently, because Rashi is saying like this, that the problem is this water over here made its way through the netting into here. So when someone's going to draw water from here, even though it seems like he's drawing water from within his tchum, but actually the water came from here. Now, on that, Rashi's bothered by, so what's the problem if the water came from over here? I mean, the water ben hashmoshes was over here, it's 2,000 amas. So, no problem. Even if that water came here, it's still within the tchum of that water. And that's what Rashi tells us, that this water over here, even though it's here ben hashmoshes, but it's mokum shvisa is really in Makom Shvisa of the ear itself, wherever. Therefore, we view this water as being b'soif hatchum. So this water over here can't be brought into over here. If this water is brought into over here, it's already yotza chos tchum, and that's the problem over here. That's why we need tzoch mitzvah vaz lafsikay, because this water, even though this water might have just traveled a few feet, but we view the water as already being b'soif hatchum. This water, even though it was kind of shvisa here, but even though it was here at the time ben hashmoshes, but this is not its actual makom shvisa. Its makom shvisa is boss of the ear. It goes by the cities, being that already this is at the end of the tchum of the city itself. So this water is at the end of the tchum. It moves over a few feet. It's very chos to tchum.
For the person, he would have 2,000 amas, right?
If it...
For the person who was kind of shvisa in that city, he would have 2,000 amas beyond the city's limits, right?
If he was kind of shvisa in the city itself,
yeah.
No, so he wouldn't.
No.
If a person's house is in the city, right, yeah, and he happens to be, you know, at the end of the tchum over there.
Oh, he's at the end of the city. Is that the end of the tchum? Is that the
tchum? Is it tchum?
This is outside the city.
This is outside. This is, you know, outside the city. 2,000 hours. This is at the end of the tchum we're talking about right now. All right. So that's how Rashi explains this gemara over here. That the din of this mayim that we're dealing with over here doesn't have its own tchum. It's nigrar bosa, the tchum of the ear, and that's what's creating the problem, because only that way it's making it that now it's ready b'soif hatchum, so it can't be moved at all, basically, right? Because it's holding by the soif hatchum. Move it a little bit, it's chos hatchum. That's why, therefore, when I'm drawing the water on my side, we view it that there was water from the other tchum which made its way into here. It's chos tchum, and this water can't be moved at all. So that thing more continues as follows. On top of the omer, the Gemara says, "M'chayecha le'Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina." When he heard this memra, he laughed at it. Right? And I mean, he didn't agree with it in a strong way. He looked at it as if it was a joke. What was being said over here? Right. That was his response. Now the Gemara wants to know, my time akom echayich. Why didn't he agree with this? What was the problem with the halacha? Zok Marakis, Ilem Mishum de Tony Law, Krabi Yechim Benuri, Chumra. Possibly this is the reason. That Rabbi Chia, this is important, this Gemara over here, we have to work out the Cheshbon, but the Gemara, let's see what the Gemara is assuming over here. The Gemara is taking on in trying to explain why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina did not agree with what Rabbi Chia said over. He said, possibly the reason is because it's really totally in a machlekes. What he's saying, machlekes tanon, that we had previously, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbon, whether the hefka akon in shvisa or not. If the reason why he didn't agree with this is because the halacha that Rabbi Chia said was using Rabbi Yechon and Benuri Shita, however, Lechumra, that he holds that Chefte Hefka Akhain Shvisa. And like we saw in the Sugi before, that even though the Gemara said we pass like Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, but it's really only Lahokel. Right? And we saw in the Gemara that there's a difference between a person who's sleeping and Kalim Chefte Hefker, as far as the halacha of whether they are kanei shvisa or not kanei shvisa. According to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, the Mishnah over there was talking about a person sleeping. So he holds he's kanei shvisa. So that's a cool as far as the person, so they'll have a tchum. According to the Chacham, you can walk dalaram, it's not kanei shvisa at all. But by Kalim, Chefte Hefker, that's really the basis of the machlekes that Gemara told us. That's why a person that's sleeping is kind of shvisa. However, as far as Kalim is concerned, the kul and the chumra are the opposite way. And if you hold that chefse hefka are kind of shvisa, that means that therefore you're limited to wherever they were. If chefse hefka are not kind of shvisa, then on the contrary, then what happens when the first person that is kind of them, then they have his tchum. That's keragle kol adam. Right, that's this din. So now we're talking about the din of Chefze Hefker over here, the man that we're talking about over here. And the Gemara seems to be saying that the halacha that Rabbi Chiya said is based on Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, that Chefze Hefker are koine shvisa. And being that they're koine shvisa, so we're using the chumra, right? By Kalim, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri is a chumra. And that's why you're limited. It's not kiragli hamamali, but it's totally on the tchum of the water itself, or the kelim themselves. So this is what the Gemara means over here. That if possibly the reason why Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina did not agree with this is because Rabbi Chia, his halacha was based on Shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the Chefti Hefke Akhoine Shvisa, and he's using Lechumra. Now we don't pass him like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri l'chum, right? Ve'iu svir leik rabon l'kula. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, he holds that, like we have mentioned more before, that concerning Chefze Hefke, we pass him like rabon and we go l'kula. So that will be a possible explanation. So this is important that the Gemara tells us over here that the din of Rabbi Chia is based on Rabbi Yechon ben Uri l'chum. It's really told in the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri and the Rabbanon. And it's using Rabbi Yechon and passing like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, which comes out of Chumra. That's the more over here tells us. Okay, we'll come back to explain that a little more, because this is a topic of discussion, befrat, according to what we just saw in the Rashi. But let's just get the Cheshbon and the calculation of the Gemara. So we see that there's an assumption in the Gemara over here that this halacha is totally is dependent on the machlekes of Yechon Nuri and Rabbanon as far as Chefze Hefke. And the Gemara wanted to say, therefore, maybe that's the explanation why Rabbi Yosef Chanina did not agree with his halacha, because he holds that concerning the shail of Chefze Hefke, we paskin the cool like Rabbanan Rabbeinu Menuri. But that Gemara says, Gemara is not happy with that explanation why he was mechayich, why he laughed at this halacha. Gemara says, Mishum Desava Lekula, just because he holds Lekula, man the Tony Lechomra mechayich halo, that's not a good enough explanation of his strong response. Right? That's the Gemara says. So even though it's all true, but that doesn't justify and explain why Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina mechayich halo Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina. Now let's understand this for a moment over here. Mar tells us that this halacha is totally dependent on Machos Yibirchen Ben Nuri and Rabbanan. Now we have to ask a question over here. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Rashi tells us that the din of this mayim has the tchum of the city itself. Yeah, that's how Rashi explains that we have discussed before. Now, we know from the sugi before that the machlekes of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and the Rabbon is a question of chefse hefker, if they're going to be kind of shvisa on their own. They have no owner. Right? There's no owner that tchum should be dependent on. That's the question, whether or not they have a tchum by themselves or not. They'll first get a tchum when they get an owner. That's the din of kibragli kol adam. That's the machlekes. However, like we saw in the Gemara before, that if you have gishomim, something, waters which are near a city, and the das of the bnei ha'ir are on them, so everyone agrees that they have the tchum of the bnei ha'ir. Now, according to Rashi, is learning that these waters have the din of the tchum of the bnei ha'ir, so there should be no machlekes. Everyone agrees that they have the din of the bnei ha'ir. The whole machlekes is only if they don't have, right? There is no owner. There's no owner. It shows whether they can shvisa themselves. But if they have some kind of owner, if they have some kind of bailim that his das is on them, so everyone agrees they have the tchum of the owner themselves. So that's the question over here that the Rishonim ask on Rashi, on Rashi's Prat. Taisus asks the question, all the Rishonim discuss that why is the Gemara assuming there's a machlokes about this? This is, on the contrary, this is the case where everyone agrees that it's karagle b'nei ha'ir, has the din of the b'nei ha'ir.
If it's died to alive, then they have the vine has a Bible. And if it's not, then it's
not nigger boss of the ear. Then it's not nigger boss of the ear. Yeah. Right? Now, then, see, if it's not died to alive, then really, you know, that really should be the case of the machlekes of Rechim and Rabban. That's the din of Hefse Hefker. Which is truth of the matter. That's another question that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Why is Rashi learning like this? Why couldn't Rashi just learn simple? Don't make them nigger boss of the year. Right? I mean, that's really part of this question over here. Right? Whatever we're going to have to answer over here, right? L'chara, we could have learned a simpler way of understanding the Gemara. I mean, the point over here is that we have water, which is out of the tchum and it's coming into the tchum over here. Right, so why can't we just even if the water itself doesn't have the din of the city itself, right, which would make them to be right at the end, but we can make it such a case that the city itself is further back over here. So this water from here to there is more than 2,000 amos. Right, that's all we need to do. So now when you draw the water over here, right, which is within 2,000 amos, I mean, you want the water to get back to your house over here. Right? You're not using the water here. Right? You want to use the water back in your house. It's yontif, you're carrying the water, right, back to over here. So Rashi, we really could have explained the Gemara without making And it's like we explained before, Rashi seems to be going out of his way to learn that the water itself has the din of a tchum of the city. Right? That's what's creating the problem. When you're drawing the water here, you're drawing the water from over here, and it's out of the tchum. Right? Now, l'chor, we could have learned pshat, and there are Rishonim who learned pshat in the Gemara, that without this idea that the water has the din of the city itself, the water fine has its own tchum. Right? But what the Gemara means is that from here till the city is more than 2,000 amos. So even if the water is kinda shvisa over here and it has a full 2,000 amos around, but you can't get this water, bring it back to your house. Right? That's the problem of the Gemara. Right? Water which is on your side within your 2,000 amos, so you know you could take this and walk 2,000 amos to your house. You could do that. But the problem is that since it's one pool of water and the water from here is coming into over here, so this water, let it be that you could carry it over here, it's within 2,000 amos, by the time you get back to your house, it's out of the 2,000 amos. Right? And now if we would have learned like this, then the Gemara, as far as, which assumes that it's a machleik, is a birch minun abonin, would be very good. This is simple heftzei hefker. Right? And this is the shiloh over here. Whether it's kinda shvisa right over here or not. Right? According to birch minun, it's kinda shvisa. Right? Therefore, I'm using it lachum that you can't bring back to your house. And according to the Bible, it's not kind of shvisa. So, you know, whenever you pick it up, you kind of shvisa, you pick it up over here. Now it has your din. Right? And you're allowed to, you could carry it over there.
Right? So why would you need shabbin tchumei Shabbos?
Okay, this is a dig that the Tosfos Taka brings, that this is maybe where Rashi got this from, the mashmoyos of the Braisa. But the truth is in itself, that in itself really need to know. I mean, why is the Brais itself? I mean, we'll blame it on the Lashon HaBraisa over Hogufa Kasha, right? Then why is the Braisa making things so complicated?
how does Hashem learn Dai from Malachi? That doesn't take away the bit of Hefka. It's clear that the water is being used for people in the cities.
I don't know. Not necessarily so. Not necessarily. I mean, it could be that we're that. That it's not. It's
no, but the Eidim Alayah doesn't. They don't own the rain. It's just the Eidim Alayah. That's their das. So.
No, is that the case?
It's clear that the water has been used for people of a city. It's clear it's not just people camping out near the water. The point is that has something to do with the city, whether it's like Rashi or like the other Rishonim, that the water is being used in a city. So L'chaira. It's Dai D'Malayu. So does that take away from the Nefker? It doesn't take away from the Nefker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, I guess that will be totally on the facts, whether it is Daita Malayu or not. In that case, Akoponim, but let's just get back to where we started from over here. So we want to know that Rashi explains the Gemara over here, assuming that the din of this mayim has a din of the tchum of the city, that it was found ben hashmoshes, that has that tchum. It does not have the tchum of where it itself was. You're not going to measure the 2,000 amos from where it itself was ben hashmoshes. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara here. And we want to know right now that. Let that be. Definitely, there is such an idea, but the question is: according to that, so why does the Gemara say that this halacha is dependent on Rabbi Yechem ben Uri and the Rabbanan? It shouldn't be. Everyone agrees, even Rabbanan agree that if there is a Bailim, then it has the din of the Bailim. That can allow you. So we'll see. Even according to Rashi, it's not so poshut. that it's daikin alayu. I mean, this is really what, if it's daikin alayu, then we're going to have a problem. A question that we just asked over here. So the Rishonim explain, actually, that according to Rashi, like this, that it's not a simple case of daikin alayu. You don't have the simple din of daikin alayu. And this really will, you know, will talk to what you wanted to know. Rishonim say two svaras. Either when water is very far away, so then you don't have the din of daikin alayu, that it necessarily has the din of the tchum of the ear, because the das of the bnei ha'ir is on it. Which means like this, according to the Rabbanon, right? The Rabbanon hold that you need das to be kind of shvisa, right? Therefore, a person has to be awake, or kalim have to be either owned by a person, or there's a daitam alayhu that people are planning on using it. Now, if you have water which is very, very far away, so it's not really so convenient to use, so you don't have daitam alayhu. Right? You know, it could be people do use it at times, but you know, so far away, 2,000 amas away is a pretty far distance for people to make their normal usage of water from such a faraway place. So you don't have the simple daitam alayhu. The Rishonim say in other svarim that in this case, when the water is crossing back and forth from Trumin, so this water over here, that there is Rishonim say lashon from of butla daitayu. Tosis use that lashon. Mm-hmm. Being that the water itself crosses from tchum to tchum, so the das, even if theoretically they do plan on using it, but the din of daitam alayhu doesn't help them over here. In halacha, you don't have the das over here on this mayim. Now, what's important for us over here is therefore this is the explanation in according to Rashi, that you don't have the simple din of daitam alayhu, which thereby would make it that the Rabbanan themselves agree that this is not considered chefseh hefka. You have das over here, that and therefore they'll be kind of shvisa. You don't have that over here. No, but you have a situation over here, which you shouldn't explain according to Rashi, comes out of Chiddush from this piece of Gemara, is like this, is that you have something which actually is considered chefseh hefker, but it's within the tchum of a certain area, without actually having the das. This, the Gemara, according to where Rashi is learning, this Gemara is telling us that this will be dependent on the din of chefseh hefker kain and shvisa. However, being that they are within the tchum of the city, so if you hold that chefseh hefker are kain and shvisa, that means you don't need das. So they'll automatically be nigra basa the ear, the kelim themselves, by the virtue of the fact that they are in the tchum of the ear. So that's why it's only according to Rabbi Yechman Uri, who holds that chefseh hefker akayin shvisa, it's shayach for a kniya shvisa to be chazan even without das. So then the fact that they're within the tchum of the ear will schlep them, and that they'll get the din of the tchum of the ear. But according to Rabbanon, who they hold that you need das, since you don't have the regular din of daitim alayah functioning over here, so you're really lacking the das. So according to Rabbanon, the same way they hold a chefseh hefker, not kain shvisa, so in this case over here, there also won't be any kinyan shvisa, because we don't have any das to relate to this mayim over here to cause the kinyan shvisa. So from this Gemara comes out a new application of the machlekes. We always understand that the machlekes is only if the kelim, the chefseh hefker, are kinyan shvisa themselves, where they are. But once you can relate them to a city, that means that they have an owner, they have some kind of bardas over here. See, even the Rabbanan, I'm asking, that was our original question. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara over here, comes out of Chiddush over here, but we have the machlekes will also present itself in a case when they're not having their own tchum, but they're having the tchum of the city itself. Because by the mere fact that they're found, ben hashmosh, so within the tchum of the city, that in itself could be a reason if you hold Chefze Hefka, Akoyne Shvisa, you don't need the Das, and you don't have Das, like we explained, but the mere fact that they're within the Tchum of the city will make them be pulled, that they should get the Tchum of the city itself. But that's only if you hold that Chefze Hefka, Akoyne Shvisa, you don't need Das, you only need Das, like Rabbonon Shita, so they won't be Akoyne Shvisa at all, and they'll have the din of Karagli Kolodim. That's what comes out of this Gemara, according to the Rashi. Right? It could be Rashi had another thing, there's Mashmois in the Brayis like that, but this is a Chiddush Din, right? That comes out according to out of this Gemara, something that we wouldn't have known to say without this piece of Gemara. Yeah, so let's see the Gemara now. So that's what the Gemara wanted to do. The Gemara wanted to explain that the reason why Beis Bechnino was Mechayich, why he laughed when he heard this halacha, is because it's dependent on the Machlekes Yeruchim and Rabbanan, like we just explained. And the halacha is not so. And nothing more says that's not an explanation why he was Mechayich. That doesn't justify, even though he doesn't hold it, but you know, that's not the proper response. Elo. The Gemara continues, maybe this is the reason why he didn't agree with it, why he felt that there was something wrong with this halacha. Ela mishum desan yinaris hamoishchum ayonas handoiv marein keragli kolodom. The Braisa, we saw before, that traveling water is not kodesh visa because it's moving. That's why the halacha is haregli harehen keragli kolodom. It's not dependent on the machlek. Because everyone agrees, even Rebbe Menuri agrees, that something which is moving, which is in transit, is not kohenish shvisa, and it's kragli kolodom. So the something on that Gemara says that this is the reason why he doesn't agree, because it doesn't come out like anyone. Right? The original point the Gemara said it's machlekes, and the Gemara said, well, it's machlekes. That wouldn't justify the chiyuv. But now the Gemara says, well, maybe this is why he didn't agree with it, because it doesn't stem with anyone, because the halacha is that naris hamoish, not kohenish shvisa at all, even kontra Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri. And that Gemara says, "V'dilma b'mechunosim," that again is not an explanation. "Dilma b'mechunosim," that now the literal translation of the Gemara sounds like maybe we're talking about my mechunosim, a pchiyas mem, right? And therefore, it wasn't moving water, so therefore they are kind of shvisa, right? So like according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. We shouldn't explain that loshim dilma really is lavdafka, because that's definitely the truth. Right, the Tos says. When it says Dilma over here, right, which is a doubtful, maybe this is what we're talking about, right? The Gemara, the Rishonim explained that Loidok. Right? The Gemara used an inaccurate word over here. The Vada Bahachimar, we're definitely talking about that. Right? And it shows that we find in other places in Shas, the more talks like that. Right? So we have to sometimes, you know, see in the Rishonim and pick up what different expressions of the Gemara might mean different things in different places. Definitely, Dilma generally means maybe, right, some kind of doubt. But in this Gemara, right, the Gemara means it as something definite. So the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Chiya definitely was talking about water, which is not moving. Which is not moving, again, is kind of shvisak upon him, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. In fact, we don't understand why it was Mechayich Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina.
We can't say it wasn't moving at all, or else it wouldn't be mixed.
Right. So this is a good question. Right. You have to know exactly what does that mean? Like, how do you know? I mean, it's made its way over. Like, choshish, right? So this I don't really understand 100% what, you know, what the guidelines of this is. You understand how this works?
I guessed is with the boat. We said if it was moving very slowly. Right, and we said that, like, if he was walking, so he would be in a different Dalaramos.
Yeah. You know,
by the time he got to it, so that then it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Kind of maybe something like that. Right. So this is a good point that you're being murdered. Definitely, you know, if it's not moving at all, then you don't have the problem. Right? It didn't make its way here. Elmai, it is moving. It seems to be some kind of middle ground over here that a certain kind of movement goes into this halacha. Of Naris Hamboishchim, But that doesn't talk to us, even though, you know, the water is making its way over. Yeah. On that, the Gemara says, Elo mishum dikotoni tzoch mechitza shabaz lav sikai. So we're still looking for an explanation why he was mechayechela. Why was this his response? Gemara says, maybe the problem was like this. Maybe the problem was not the actual halacha that he said, but the problem was the eitzah, what he said. Tzoch mechitza shabaz lav sikai. Definitely there's a problem. We understand that there's a reason for a problem over here. But the way to take care of the problem, that's what he was smiling at. He said that what we need over here is that we need a iron mechitza, something solid, to prevent the water from traveling through. On that, the problem, on that, what was bothering was as follows. What's the problem with konum? As is. The water goes through. Even if you have a mechitza shobazel, the water is still going to come through. So you're not going to gain anything with that. Now Rashi explains what the Mora means, that a mechitza shobazel, it's also aili b'humayim. It means it's a solid wall. So Rashi explains one of two things. Rashi says, see the top Rashi. Rashi says, mechitza shobazel nam y'aili b'humayim. Rashi mitatoi from underneath. Tostam mechitza yud fochem hi v'loy mati ay kakoyz hamayim. Mechitza shobazel, Rashi says, stam mechitza means ten tfochem, and therefore underneath it's open. It doesn't reach loy mati ay kakoyz hamayim. Doesn't reach the bottom of the ground of the water, and therefore mechitza shobazel is not going to go through. It's not going to happen because the water is still going to go through. Rashi continues, I feel my guys like a koiz hamayim, and even if this mechitza shabazel does reach the bottom, he effortlessly consul mayim tachtel. Nevertheless, to keep out the water is impossible. And so the Gemara seems to be saying that a mechitza shabazel is not going to help. In as much as it is a problem, the problem can't be rectified with mechitza shabazel. That's what he was mechayech alo. On that, the Gemara again says, V'dilma tzoch v'en le'takonu ko'omar. The Gemara says that maybe he doesn't mean to say that you could actually rectify. What he meant to say is that you need some kind of solid mechitza over here in order to prevent. That's what is necessary. But practically speaking, you're right, you can't. That's what tzorach ve'en le'takana means. Tzorach means you need something, right? But you can never take care of what you need. So you're stuck and you can't. You can't do anything about it. Right? So that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that again, that there's no reason for Rabbi Yosef B'Chanin to understand that this price of Rabbi Chia said over, is actually giving us an Eitzah, a practical way to get around the problem, Rabbi Chia Basel, and therefore he should laugh at this, that you can't do that in a Chanami. It doesn't actually mean that you could do this. We're just saying that what's necessary, there's a problem over here, the water goes through. The only way you could take care of it, if you could somehow get a mechitza shabazel, of course, we know, practically speaking, you can't do that. So, therefore, the halacha is that there's no eitzah. So there's no reason why he shouldn't have understood that that's what he meant, that the thing he actually meant literally, that he should laugh at this. This is the explanation why Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina did not agree with what he said. That Chazal were making, they were lenient concerning mayim, concerning water, a mechitza in an area of water. Reb Tavlo asked the shayla to Rav, mechitza tluya ma'ush tata b'churva. He wanted to know whether he could use a mechitza tluya in a churva. In a churva, this is, you know, a churva is a, these ones I'm talking about over here is because a churva is a broken down house or structure, and therefore you don't have a full mechitza. But if you have a mechitza which has the 10 tefachim, which give it a shem mechitza, the fact that it's off the ground, does that help us? Does that still help us or not? That's the dilemma of that was his shaila. that a mechitza tluy mal shetata b'chuvah. Omla ein mechitza tluy materis el b'mayim. And that he answered, what we want to take out from Rav is that Rav, in answering Matavla, he mentioned something which is relevant to us, an important general yusoid, a fundamental halacha. He says, ein mechitza tluy materis el b'mayim. The only time that we find that mechitza tluy should help is only b'mayim. Kalush kil chacham b'mayim. The chachamim were makel concerning a situation of mayim. In mayim, that's where a mechitza tluy helps. Now, this is what he told Rav Tavla, that doesn't help a churva. But what we could take out from over here, right, is that there was a kula, the chazal makel. So by mayim, you don't need to have a full mechitza. Right? A mechitza tluy is maspik. And therefore, in our situation over here, we're talking about mechitza in mayim. Mechitza in mayim, a mechitza tluya is fine. It doesn't bother us the fact that the water is going through. So this is the reason why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was mechayech Allah, because he saw that Rabbi Chiya's halacha over here missed a basic fundamental halacha. This din of kalu shukil chacham b'mayim, but b'mayim, you don't have the problems. The fact that the water is going through is not going to be a problem, because the kula that Chazal always gave concerning a mechitza by mayim should be relevant over here. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi, the second Rashi on Mem Ches Omer Aleph, Elo, Mishum Hochi Mechayech Aleh, this is the explanation. The kalu shukil chacham b'mayim, b'mechitza koldu, Chazal and Mekil, they were lenient concerning mayim, concerning water, that it's sufficient a mechitza koldum. Uvavad shehebu bo yud, as long as providing that it has yud tfochim, mahanyu bo, it helps. Va'afgav da'ali bo mayim, me'eloim tatoi, even though water might be going through from top and bottom, that doesn't bother us. Chazal made an allowance over here to consider it as a mechitza b'mayim. Kedibo yimina av tavlo zakrashim. Now Rashi relates that to us. V'chi heichi de mechitza tluy mahanyo, just like a mechitza tluy helps, mechitzas konim nami mahanyo. Now, because we're not really talking about our problem over here, a mechitza tluy necessarily. It's mechitza konim, which even the 10 tfochen themselves of mechitza, there are holes that the water is going through. Rashi says, well, this is what the Gemara means to apply. The same way, a mechitza tluya helps, mechitza asakon nam mahanyo. It should follow that a mechitza of konim also helps. Mali ma'ava mayim mitatoi. What is the difference to me whether the water is mixing from underneath, which is the mechitza tluya? Mali ma'ava ben konim lechavere. What's the difference to me if the water is mixing between the konim themselves, the actual ten tefachim of the mechitza, the water is going through. There should be no difference. In the same way, the kula applies when the water is being ma'arav underneath, it should apply to us over here. And this was the basis of why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina held strongly that this halacha was a mistake over here. Because when you're talking about a mechitza by concerning mayim, we view the mechitza as if it's a solid mechitza, and the fact that this mayim is ma'arav doesn't at all affect us. This
and,
is,
and that's what the Mitzvah's talking was, according to Rashi, it's Pirish of Cherem, that it was a mechitza of Yud.
Yeah, right, definitely was a mechitza of Yud. Right? And then the issue just was that the water went through. Right? But, definitely was a mechitza of Yud. I mean, it sounds like from Rashi that it maybe possibly went down to the bottom, right? Because Rashi is, not necessarily. But but definitely was a mechitza of Yud. Now, as far as the Gemara itself is concerned over here, I mean, the Gemara is just explaining why Rabbi Yosef Chanina didn't agree with this halacha. But the Ritva explains that Rav Chiya himself, he also was aware of the din of Kalu Shekil Chachom Emayim. And obviously the question over here is whether that kula is applicable to here or not. What speaks out, right? That Ubavadi Rav Chiya Shapi Yodad Mechitza Tluy Materes Bimam Gabek Kizustra, right? It's a Mishnah about this, right? Mishnah later on, such a thing. El Rav Chiya Sova Shlahikil El Bahubal Chud, that the Kula only refers to such a situation over there, but not in our case. For our situation, the Kula is not applicable, right? So that's really what the Machlik is over here, right? Rav Chiya, Rabbi Yossi, held for a davar pashut that kula should apply over here, and that's why his response was with a chiyuch. But Rabbi Chiya, who's the Baal Memra, saying over the Memra and Agimor over here, he held that kula is non-applicable over here. Therefore, over here, you need to have, you know, if it's a question of the water going through, taking water from chustelchum, that kula is not going to help us over here, and therefore he held that tzorch mechitza shabarzel and anachanami. Like Gemara says, it's really no eitza, right? If you technically it's not going to work, so you're stuck. You can't use it. Now the Ritva brings and the explanation of this kalu shekil chachom b'mayim. He brings a ravid. And the ravid says as follows. Right? What's the basis of this kula? He says like this. He says that min hastam, a pool of water, is more than 10 tefachim deep. And therefore, it was necessary for Chazal to be mekel in order to be able to use the water. Is the water, he's saying that the water that you're drawing is coming from below the mechitza, and therefore in order to be able to draw water, it was necessary technically for Chazal to make to allow a mechitza tluya to help, even by such a case. Now he's really talking about explaining the kula b'negei to the din, the our din of tchum, right? So that really doesn't fully explain, because it's really machlekes whether it applies to tchum or not, right? Rav Chiya held that the kula didn't help l'gabe tchum. Now we'll see. Mitzvah Shem, you know, it's a Gemara later on. The Iker din of Mechitza Tluya that we have is really talking about, let's say, between two chatzeris. The Gemara talks about if you have a board between two chatzeris, right? The question of eruv chatzeris. That's really it's not really a tchum related shaila. That's really the Iker din where it was said over there. And then the Ritva says that the kula that Chazal made over here was shekil b'mayim meish hatzarch shi efshu l'sakne. They had to make this kula because it's impossible to completely fix it. You have a boar between two chatzeres which are shearing a well of water, and it's very difficult to make a mechitza to reach the bottom. Since it's very usual such a thing, the Chazal were makel, and they allowed you to just make a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim, even though it doesn't look at that. And when we look at it, as if it reaches the bottom. Now, there's a big question over here, lahalocha, how do we paskin? The way the Gemara comes out over here, the Gemara explains the chiyuch of Rabbi Yosi Rab Chanina, based on the din of Kalu Shekil Chacham B'mayim, and according to that, it would seem to be that therefore there's no room halacha for such a thing. Right? But like we just explained before, that the truth is that there's really a machlekes over here whether that the kula the chazal mekumam is applicable to us or not, and therefore there is room halacha. Yet the passing like this. The Ritva brings that Reb Chiya is nidchis from halacha, right? Being that it's really, really based on two accounts, right? First of all, because of the kula that the Gemara comes out, kal shkil chacham b'mayim. And the second account is because Maisa we passed, like we saw the Gemara before, only Lakula. So even according to what he's saying, the Gemara just said before that doesn't explain the Chiyuch. But as far as the Halacha is concerned, the Maisa, the Halacha is like that. So therefore the Ritva comes out that the Halacha, the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is Nidchis from Halacha, and therefore Chem Shebein Tchum Shabbos, you don't have the problem. Right? The Halacha, it's okay. But the truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Other Rishonim paskin, not like this. Other Rishonim paskin that the halacha is like Reb Chiya, the din of Kal Hushkil Chomayim is not applicable to over here. And what we have to know is that this other point in the Gemara, that the tliya that the Gemara makes in Reb Chiya and Benuri, right, as far as that's concerned, that we have to still work out that if we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, only Lakula, this is using him L'chumru, L'chumru passing the Gemara. So as far as that account is concerned, that still will be a basis to not passing like him. Okay, so that we'll have to work out. But the Halacha, there's Machlokes in Shem, and the Shulchan Aruch, I'm saying, the Halacha of Rabbi Chiya is passing. That is a problem. Okay, I just want to make a correction as far as in Shulchan Aruch, that the Mechaber paskins that if you have the chvitz of water between two tchumish Shabbos, it's also because the misarav elum elum. So the Mechaber over here is assuming that they are kind of shvisa, and it needs a mechitza. However, the Mechaber definitely says that a mechitz tloya is maspik. Right, so that was a mistake that I said, that Mechaber is passing like Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya clearly says need mechitza shel bazel, the mechitza of konim that he was dealing with is not maspik, and Mechaber says that it is maspik. That means that the Mechaber is taking on, like the Gemara was saying, that you have the kula of kal shekil chacham b'mayim is applicable over here, and therefore if you have some kind of mechitza kol dehu, it's maspik. However, some kind of mechitza the Mechaber holds is necessary because we seem to be taking on that it is kind of shvisa. And being that it is kind of shvisa, since a mechitza is necessary. Right?
It seems like it's taking it out of the realm of chefze hefker. It's not subject to machlokes Reb Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan, because it's not considered chefze hefker because it's daitim alive. We do.
Okay, but that's pshat in the Mechaber, or they're saying that it's really told in the Rishonim, right?
Well, the Be'agil explains that in the Mechaber.
Yeah.
In nice base, le'ave kinech ze'evker, de'im keim shvisa b'mkeim l'kiun, smuch in the ear, heim das b'nei ho'ir aleim. And in nice base of Mishnah Berurah. but in base, human shapes move from the ear. Das anchi ear aleim lehab kevseh for the end came shviso.
Mm-hmm. So that means that. So that means that that he's not really talking about our Gemara. Because our Gemara is toilet, right? So you have to cheshmeis what they mean. Is he? That means the mechaber is really passing something differently than our Gemara, or the mechaber holds that plea that the Gemara makes doesn't really stand at the end, right? That we have to look into that, right? But you're right, right? That's the answer to the that was bothering us. That lechari the Gemara is toilet in the machlekes we pass in the kula. So the answer is like you're saying that they explain the mechaber that this definitely is toilet machlekes. Right, this has the dinner of that Malayu, so it's not dependent on Machlekes. I think Mora says it is. Right, so that's what we have to work out over here. Right, either this is not the Gemara in Ochanami, this halacha is not the Gemara. Right, the Gemara is talking about a different scenario. Well, the other possibility is that this that the Gemara made it clear was just at that point of the Gemara, but in truth, la halacha, that clear really doesn't stand, and. It's you do have to act in my life, okay? So that will have to be mivar. Yeah, but you're right.
Because the Rishonim earlier, it's mashma from the Rishonim here that Taka states, right? From Rashi, from Tesis, when he spoke out, that this dinner of Yechim and Nuri should stand, right?
Well, I mean, in the Gemara, right? I mean, they're asking in the Gemara, right? So it could be that this is only as far as our Gemara, but Aliba the MS, right? Maybe Kipshute, it sounds like that this they are, there is a swar that they're saying Aliba the MS, right? That's what I would have thought, but now that we see over here in the Mechaber, we have to start thinking what the Cheshbon is. So you have to be ma'ayin a little more. I don't know. Okay.